Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
Good afternoon, Tufts. Good afternoon, Medford. This is Chris Sy, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. It's yet another week, and we have some special guests. I actually need to flip some things so that we don't have any technical difficulties here. Please wait 1 second. And yay, we shouldn't have any technical difficulties now. We actually have a guest on our show tonight. Would you care to introduce yourself?
Hello, what's up? My name is Hulix. My real name's Alex, but you might know me from the internet if you follow me. I also produce under the name Kid Internet. Hulix is fine for the duration of the show. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing fine. It's really weird, I'll be honest, because it's always like I have college friends on here, and now I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is happening. Technically, you are living down the road now, so.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had a few weird people call in as well. I don't think I mentioned to you, one of my favorite shows that I did was I was part of an improv music ensemble while I was here.
Right.
And we had a whole bunch of people just jamming and improvising, and we actually had a show we did on here at like 2 a.m. where I got 10 people in here improvising, and we actually had a series of call-ins from Furs Over the Northeast.
So were they like, what kind of instruments?
I do ocarinas, of course. We had one person, right. When we were doing that, we had one person on electronics. We had a cellist, we had two violinists, a trumpet player, and then varied percussion.
But did you have anyone playing the Game Boy?
No, we did not have anyone playing the Game Boy, and I kind of wish we did.
Yeah, invite me next time.
Oh man, well actually, if you want, since you just moved to the area, I could actually hook you up with a person running that ensemble. Even though I know you're not at Tufts, like he'd be super glad to have you in the ensemble. We're in dire need of good players.
Yeah, sure. I mean, my thing is like press play, walk away, but you know, we can figure that out.
I mean, learning to improv is a skill, and it's actually a super tough course. It's probably one of the hardest things I did during college. So anyway, we have some music carefully curated by Hulix.
Yep.
And some things that I've hastily put together in response to that. So we're just gonna start playing through some of that. Let's start you off tonight with some Mesh. This is the last one standing. From their album Looking Skyward.
It's good. Enjoy. Stuff.
because they don't know how to play. You'll be the last one standing. It's all we need to know. Don't ever fade away. You'll be the last one standing. It's all you need to show. Don't ever fade away. And won't we all be forgotten by tomorrow?
That was Voltex's 3 extended mix by Sota Fujimori. This is Time to Die by Fighter X. We'll be right back. That was Virtual Sunrise by Korske off the Sound Voltex soundtrack. So, I hear that you actually managed to go to a Korske show this past weekend.
That is correct. Yeah, there was a show at Machine was in Somerville. Do you know where that is?
I don't think it's not Somerville. It's in Boston or probably Alston.
Okay, Boston proper then, as they call it. So yeah, there was a show with Korske. He is a hardcore producer from Japan. He makes sounds and music like that, popularized by the Bimani series of games by Konami Sound Simulation, as they call them. So games such as Beatmania 2DX and Sound Voltex. Purely Japanese, although you can play them at round one locations. So the closest one to here is in, I always call it Taunton, Massachusetts. I know that's not what
Taunton,
it's called.
Taunton, Massachusetts.
Taunton?
Taunton, probably.
Taunton. So the Taunton Mall, they have a round one location. So, and they're on the official Japanese network, so you can get what's called an EMUs card. Swipe in, save your progress, do unlocks and events, and it's on the exact same event schedule and servers as if you were playing in Japan.
Which, so honestly, it's really, really super cool.
It's amazing, and it is such a money suck. Like, you just go in and oops, $50. But that's my indulgence. I go in on a Saturday or Sunday, and I'm just there all day, and it's amazing.
Oh, I've told people about this on the air, but I mean, I do Jew Beat. I do mostly Jew Beat.
You Beat.
But I is it?
It is You Beat. Yes.
I mean,
it's spelt with a J, but it's pronounced
U-Beat. It's spelt with a J, but J-U-B-E-A-T. They actually pronounce
it is U-Beat.
I've heard machines pronounce it differently over in Asia.
That's news to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's really funny because, like, they, you go to different places in Asia and they pronounce the opening screen word differently, and because I have heard it U-Beat and Jubeat.
Okay,
so. Like, I don't know, maybe that's a version difference?
Because I was, like, briefly studying Japanese, apparently, yubi is Japanese for finger. So, yubi plus beat, finger beat, is literally what it means, yubeat.
So that would be, literally that would be the right pronunciation.
But it's spelled with a J, and I don't know why, but... But back to the Korske show, it was amazing, it was at Machine. Korske was there. There were also like five other DJs, like opening and closing for him. He went on at like 9 to like 10 p.m. and then there were like three more DJs, and then he closed it out with another set.
Oh, wow.
From 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. I couldn't last that long. I was so dead tired after the end of Korske's first set that I was just like, I'm done. I'm going home. But there was also a VIP show. So if you bought special tickets or like new people, you were there, and like Korske was just there and chilling out, and everyone's just like just having a good time. We're in a basement. People have cabinets set up. It was amazing. I can't talk too much about details. There's things I can't mention over the radio, but just trust me, it was amazing. And this was like a basement party. This was at our friend's house.
Were there
in New Hampshire. But it was incredible.
This person. Is it the same person I'm thinking of, maybe?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, I've heard of this person. I've never been there. I've never been there.
His real name is also Alex.
Oh, wow. Well, half the U.S. population's first name is Alex.
I wouldn't say half. It's not as common as, like, John Smith or something.
I mean, but in a... At the very least, in a representative sample of like 1,500 students in my class at Tufts, I mean, Alex was actually the most common first name.
That's interesting. I don't know that many Alexes. How's your computer doing?
Spotify has this weird thing going where the local files keep pulling up files that should be gone from my computer.
That's my fault. I'm a Spotify expert. Here's how you can play songs that aren't on Spotify that are on that sketchy flash drive I gave you, and you just do this, and it's just that easy. But you have to jump through like 15 hoops because it's Spotify.
There's music files that I thought were off my computer.
Yeah,
and then it turns out that they really aren't, and it's kind of strange.
We're trying to make this go as smoothly as possible, but things happen, so it's like whatever. But
whatever.
We're able to play these weird tracks that I brought in on a flash drive that you can't hear on Spotify. This is exclusive content, so.
Yeah.
We're having fun here.
Yep.
All right. If you're ready to throw on a next one, I can introduce it.
I am probably ready to throw on the next one.
Okay, grab the file. It says Kid Internet and
We're going there.
Airman. Yeah, we're playing that.
Okay, want to introduce it while I
pull
it?
Yes, absolutely. So I made this track. It's a cover of Airman's theme from Mega Man 2. But I made this, otherwise it being a cover remix. But as I mentioned, I produce under the name Kid Internet, and I generally make chiptune. If you don't know what chiptune is, it is music made through a chip of some kind. So the most popular, the most common is essentially Game Boy music. Like, we're talking the original Game Boy from 1989 that has it's a chip. So you use this program. The most common one is called LSDJ, which stands for Little Sound DJ. It's a cute little acronym. And it works based on what's a tracker interface. If you have used a DAW of some kind, digital audio workstation, a tracker is like you put in numbers instead of like a visual. So you're playing with this Game Boy and it looks like you're hacking, but you're just kind of putting in numbers and notes, and it's a sequencer kind of. But I'll write a song and like push play and record it or whatever, and that's my thing. This particular track actually uses two Game Boys to produce sound at the same time. I recorded them separately and then mixed them in. This is just audio nerd stuff. But a single Game Boy will give you four channels. So if you link two Game Boys together to play at the same time, which you can do through a link cable, you know, the old school one, you get eight channels. So you can get a more full sound.
So this is all done analog, really?
Yeah, this is, recorded from Game Boys. You know, I threw it into FL Studio to like mix it down, whatever. But yeah, this is it. And not to promote my own stuff, but soundcloud.com/kidinternet if you like what you hear and if you want to see more. All of my music is free.
Yeah.
I do have a Patreon, though, if you want to give me money. But generally, that's only if I release tracks, and I haven't done that in like a year, because making music is hard, especially making good music.
Yeah, it is.
So play other people's good music. But this, yeah. So I've done enough talking. But again, this is Airman for Mega Man 2, Kid Internet's me, Game Boy Hardcore Remix, right here on
WMFO 91.5 FM. An extended mix of Damage Per Second by Malzahn from the Beatvania soundtrack. This is Into the Night by Mind in a Box.
That's right, look out the door. to feel when I fell into the night. I thought that I would never heal, but the night I was reborn. I need a room. No, as long as there's a bed.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
That was Into the Night by Mind in a Box off their album Crossroads.
And that was a sick beat over that PSA. I was digging that.
Yeah. Whoops, I might have cut that a little early.
It was good.
It is good. All these PSAs on here are pretty A+.
I support the message.
Although, Proxy might enjoy the... There's a Go Vegetarian PSA. Yeah. Unfortunately, I mostly choose from 5 PSAs, and all of them are SSDP related.
Stop the war on drugs, start the war on eating more tofu.
Yeah. That being said, it's really funny because I do remember kind of the SSDP actually had a presence on campus when I came here 4 years ago, and I haven't heard Jack about it since then.
The SSD related to the last thing?
Students for Sensible Drug Policy.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, I mean, that's been fun. I mean, it hasn't stopped like literally everyone at Tufts, though.
Yeah.
In Massachusetts in general, because I mean, seriously, I mean, we legalized it over here.
Yeah. Finally.
So, yeah. We're about time. And then it's funny cause I'm going to go back cause I'm moving to Canada where not quite yet, though. That being said, it's like quasi because
quasi. Sorry. I'm going to make fun of you.
Oh God. I'm sorry I pronounce things differently.
It's fine.
I mean, I pick up weird pronunciations from wherever I go. Like, I mean, tomato is the correct way to pronounce it.
Sorry, I just got a tweet from Adrian.
Oh God,
they're listening in there.
What did they say?
Y'all know what TF I'm about.
Oh yeah.
It's great.
Hey there. Shout out to Proxy.
Shout out to
they're cool.
My partner Adrian, who I'm living with, and I've been here at the beginning of this month since. Woo! It's been amazing.
So, yeah, no, I'm still super glad you guys managed to get your
It's your fault. You're the one that hooked us up with the house. Yeah. This one here.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of my fault, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we noticed that there's quite a few people tuning in.
Yeah.
Shout outs to all of you. And let's see. Actually, we can get a live count on here. There are 13 people listening over the net.
How many do you normally get?
Around this number anyway.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I was expecting my presence would.
Yeah.
Not to be full of myself.
Well, I throw a link on Twitter every week and nobody pays attention to it ever.
Right, right.
And then you throw a link on the internet and suddenly my phone dies for half an hour.
My phone is, yeah.
So if anyone would like to join us on this momentous occasion of having a fox on air, you can call in to the studio and make a request and chill with us at 855-915-WMFO.
The lines are open.
That is 855-915-9636. And before we get flooded with calls, we should probably put another track on.
We can do that, yeah. So what were we going to play? I swear I had something in my head that was like, yes, play the... Oh, pick a song by Mr. Kitty.
Mr. Kitty.
I'm thinking, I hope you fall apart, because I know I saw you listening to that on Spotify.
Yep.
Because Big Brother.
Yeah. Wait, Big Brother?
It's a joke, because everyone can see everyone doing everything. Oh, yeah. Have you read 1984?
I have.
It's a 1984 thing.
A while ago. Okay.
Yeah. Literary references. Ha ha ha. We're smart. Anyway.
Yeah.
If you want to throw this.
I don't know. I haven't read for pleasure in so long.
Me neither.
Aside from math textbooks. Because that's apparently my life now.
Super into dystopian future, though, because it's more relevant than ever now. But I just love that stuff.
So you're super into the Trump administration?
Shut up. Get out.
No, neither.
Drops three octaves, no. Absolutely not. No. Anyway, so you should put on I Hope You Fall Apart by Mr. Kitty, and I'll introduce this track because Mr. Kitty is wonderful. He is this this queer goth boy from Austin, Texas, who makes what he calls self-destructive synth pop. And as an extra bonus, he is going to be playing live in this area. It's a Wednesday night, and I think it's actually in Somerville. I don't remember the name of the venue, but Mr. Kitty is on tour, and
venue's in Somerville?
Yeah.
I
will super be there. My two roomies will super be there, I think.
When is this happening?
I would say, just Google Mr. Kitty on tour, Boston or Massachusetts, Somerville, and it'll give you the date, but I do not remember.
It'll take me too long
to find. It might be in my DMs.
I'm just surprised that we have everyone sliding into your DMs.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that there's venues in Somerville, because unless it's one of these, bars in Davis.
It might be one of these bars in Davis. Okay, I found it. Crossroads Presents, in association with Corrosion, Mr. Kitty and the Rain Within. Wednesday, June 28th. Doors at 8 p.m. Show 8:45. Ends at 1 a.m. This event is 18 and over. Tickets somewhere between $14 and $16. Where the heck? Is it going to tell me? Crossroads Presents, in association with Add to Calendar. Is this going to tell me? I have the website. I have everything. Find tickets. RSVP.
Once Ballroom in Somerville.
Oh, that's why it says oncesomerville.com.
156 Highland Ave.
Yeah. Be there. I will super be there.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we're pushing that show now.
Yeah.
I wish I could be there, but I will be in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I know why.
Yeah. You know what? What? Oh God! I searched Mr. Kitty Somerville, and it came up with on Google Maps, and it came up with a pet shop.
Nope, not that one.
Yeah, I know. So Highland Ave. That's halfway between Davis and Leechmere. That's who looks like super near Union Square, actually.
Yeah,
walkable from there anyway.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, we just had a show, and I'm still exhausted from it, but that's gonna rule. I'm going to be the only one going hard to, goth synth pop. So if you need to find me, find this kid with red hair who is just, headbanging to emotional songs.
Who is probably, what do you wear?
Spicy.
I don't know.
I don't know yet. I might be, stereotypical goth, or I might be, the complete opposite and be, bright as possible.
Which you kind of are right now.
You're
just nerd.
This
right?
is just normal. This is, I pulled this shirt off the pile that's on my bed right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's less hellish than it used to be. Yeah. Adrian's helping me out to fix it up.
I remember looking into your room and being like, you haven't unpacked everything yet.
Yeah, I've been kind of overwhelmed. I've just been calling a box hell, but we are, we're chipping away at it.
Well, don't worry. I'm in luggage hell right now because I have to, So, change of plans. I thought I was going to be running a show every week this summer, and I was super stoked about it, except that I'm not going to be here for, the next 4 weeks in a row.
Oh, yeah. So is that, this is, kind of, your farewell before...
No, actually, I'm going to come back and do it. I'm going to come back and do it through end of August, I think, because...
But, the next couple weeks is just no?
Yeah, no, because next week I'm at AC in Pittsburgh, and then the weeks after I'm going to be, Orca's shipping me out to San Diego.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, it's a 2.5 week trip.
Well, I'm glad we're sending you out on a hiatus, with a bang here, because...
We are.
Not to be all poo-poo on your music, but, my stuff's pretty hard-hitting, and,
It is. High energy. It's much more high energy than mine.
I don't want to say it's the polar opposite of what you play, but...
No, it certainly isn't. The polar opposite of what I play is probably,
this is definitely a hostile takeover on my part here.
No, it isn't. No, you invited me, but... I mean, you decided to coordinate the entire set, and it's lots of fun, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I am thoroughly enjoying this, but it's just different from what I usually play on here. I think that honestly stems from the fact that I used to do, like, late nights, and so I just used to put, like, super chill stuff on.
You could be putting me on at, like, 2 in the afternoon, or 10 at night, or, like...
3 in the morning.
3 in the morning, or 6 in the morning, it'd be the same stuff. And be like, it's time to wake the heck up, America, and it is time to rave. It is time to crack open 500 glow sticks, down 3 Red Bulls, go into cardiac arrest, and just dance.
I mean, that's what you used to do on college.
That is what I used to do. I told you, I would crack open a Red Bull. It didn't matter what time it was at night. I would just go, and I would just rage for 2 hours in the studio. I don't sit down. I stand.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Anyway. We are going to actually play music now.
Yeah.
This is I Hope You Fall Apart by Mr. Kitty off their album AI. And if you would like to call in to maybe talk to us and this fabulous Hulex over here.
Hello.
855-915-9636. Alternately, if you are in the Boston area, you can call 781-350-3264. This is I Hope You Fall Apart by Mr. Kitty off their album AI.
I ran away from you for what you put me through. I have nothing left to say. The world is passing by, speeding like an endless highway. My life is silence, 'cause I have nothing left to say. I locked the door and broke the key. Why can't I just walk away? Free, yeah.